Don't forget to wear your headphones.
Hello, how are you? Have you had a rough day? I see it in your face. It's kind of weird. But no worries at all, my sweet seat darling. No worries at all. I know how to cheer you up. I'm just gonna stay here with you for a while. And my darling won't... Yeah. They won't be able to go anywhere, it seems. Let me... No. Closed window. And door. And look at that outside. Can you come and see with me through the window? Ah, yes, you are a smart one. There is a fire pit outside the house surrounding you and me. And we can stay here forever, and we will, and there's no way you can go away. No, what's that face? You can't tell me now that you won't... stay here? I mean, as you can see, you can't exactly leave anyway. Oh, don't be silly, my darling. You love me. Don't you? Like I love you, from here to the end of times. Coincidentally, it's the same amount of time you'll be staying here, at my house. Surrounded by fire. What do you mean it's scary? It's not. What is more romantic than fire? You know, my love for you burns like 1,000 suns and all that. Well, if you go outside and try to sneak out, you will burn like 1,000 suns. Because of the heat. Ah, your face is so cute.
Don't make me damage it.
Well, what should we do while we're here? Ah, well, I can let you do that if you want. My tail and ears are beautiful. Almost as much as you are. So go ahead and brush them, if you dare. Huh. You haven't known many people like me, I see. Well, I can tell you all about it. While you brush my tail. Well, I... like the title of the video suggests, I'm a kitsune. I am a fox deity. Well, looking like a fox at least. Half fox, that is. I am not really on speaking terms with the rest of my people. Not right now, at least. Don't let that stop you from bragging. You see, we are forced to do many things that I really don't like. There are some that go through a rebel phase, and then they come back. There are some that just find their quote-unquote true love, and they go marry somewhere in the forest, after finding them unconscious. But there are others like me, which are very much against all of that. And I just want to take what I want. And you are something that I want. So I just took you. It's surprising that you didn't recognize me at first. I mean, you do know me, right? It would be crazy if you didn't. Ah, don't worry. I don't think you forgot. Or that you don't know me. How could you forget me after all? I am your...
da.
Am I not? I feel like I want to give you something special. A special time for a very special person. You know what I meant. Don't be silly. Of course.
Of course I love you. And I always will.
You know, our kind live much longer than humans. So, I'll be basically young forever in your eyes. And you will wither and die. But I will still love you until that day. And I won't let you go. Boop. Sorry, I won't talk. No, second. Maybe I will. But the important thing to remember, my darling, is that I love you very, very much. And I expect you to love me as well.
Will you love me as well?
Because if you don't, you'll suffer the same consequences as my other darlings that didn't fall in line. That's, yeah, you can imagine what that is. Well, it's nothing that cruel, after all. I don't end their lives. I don't want that. I love them. I don't want them to suffer. Although, some reconditioning is needed sometimes. And for that physical pain, at least a little tiny bit is very necessary. I'm not a crazy person. Don't look at me like that. I know you didn't say it, but you thought about it. No. But I think that, just like my tail and ears, you, my darling, require a lot of maintenance. And that includes the mental department, because you have to be fine-tuned to love me.
Because if you don't love me, then what are you good for?
I just want to stay with you for the years to come. And then, finally, I guess I have to find someone else. It always ends up being like that, you know. It's very sad. I wish there were a way to give you more lifetime. Alone, I can't do that. And I'm not thinking about going back to my people. They wronged me. And I'm gonna wrong them if I have the chance. Yes, I am kind of vengeful, I guess. But the good thing about me is that I never abandon someone that I love. And I love you. And the fire beats outside the house knows it very well. Don't be concerned, my darling. I will not hurt you. Well, you do as I want you to do. And the only thing that I want you to do, like I said many times before, is that you love me. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so. I mean, you already do, don't you? How could you resist this fluffy tail and, well, fluffy ears as well? Of course, I will feed you whatever you want. Food is what you want, don't you? I will give you all the delicacies you can dream of, including myself. Don't look at me with that weirded out face. You know you were thinking about it. Well, I think I should let you rest a bit more. You must be tired. And hearing all this, like one strand, it's kind of too condensed of so much information. Yes, that's it. But in any case, I'm just glad that you're here. And I hope we can get along very well. You will be mine. And I will be yours. But mostly you will be mine. All right, darling. Sorry, I did the nose thing again. I will see you tomorrow. I hope you have good energy for all the fun things we'll do.